This is Father David Celery with this week's Focus, RSVP. Dear friends, on the surface, this appears like a very dark gospel. Jesus sees Calvary coming, and he knows that the powerful, well, they want him dead, but he doesn't flinch. Over and over, he pounds home his message, repent and embrace the kingdom of God or face the consequences. You see, there's nothing sweet or soothing here. Our loving Savior is saying, put up or shut up. Turn away from sin and come to the feast or perish with the proud. The choice, well, it's ours. There's a line attributed to Thomas More that the nobility of England would have snored through the Sermon on the Mount. But there's nothing sleep-inducing here. You see, this week's gospel is full of hard edges, invitation and ingratitude, rejection and retribution. It's a four-alarm wake-up call. Gone is the sunny radiance of the Sermon on the Mount. No more is Jesus punctuating his teachings with crowd-pleasing miracles. In the words of Peter Finley Dunn, Christ has come to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. This week he's asking us, which side are you on? You see, there's no middle ground here. Every new day presents us with the same question, confronts us with the same challenge. You and I, well, we're invited to live God's kingdom. We're asked to shed the rags of sin and put on the wedding garment of grace. My friends, he's calling us to come to his feast. God's love is there for the taking and never to be taken for granted. You see, in this and every gospel, Jesus speaks to his immediate audience, but he also speaks directly to us right here, right now. For those in Jerusalem who heard and rejected his words, the destruction of the temple and the wrath of God awaits them just over the horizon. For those of us who read and accept his word, a life in Christ will be followed by an eternity of joy. From beyond the beginning of time, God has known and loved each one of us. The Father created us to be happy with him. He preserved his chosen people to hand on his commandments. He sent his Son to die for our salvation. Then he established his church to teach us and to nurture our faith. You see, all of this was done to prepare you and me for the feast. And every day of our lives, we're invited anew to come to live, to rejoice in the Lord, to praise God, and to love our neighbors. Every day, the choice is ours, eternal feast or endless famine. So the question of this week is, are you coming to the feast, or are you staying in your sin, in your inertia, in your pride and preoccupation? You'd think that this decision would be the original no-brainer. About how often we get it wrong. We're so busy getting and holding, waiting and wanting and consuming that we ignore the invitation placed before us. We're so self-absorbed that we can't hear Christ's constant call. Sure, we'll get to it sometime, but not just yet. We forget that we live in a blink of eternity. The days of our own physical temple, well, they're numbered. The days of the wedding feast, well, they're endless. It's one of the great tragedies of our time that so many have been baptized into the faith across the full spectrum of Christian denominations, have drifted away into secular oblivion. And with them, they've dragged a generation of innocent children who may never know the Lord. For those who have strayed and for all of us who cling to the Lord, this gospel is a reminder that our generous God is a just God, but above all, he's a loving and merciful God. In other words, he doesn't give up on us, even when we may have given up on him. He doesn't stop calling when we may have stopped listening. Every day he's present to us and those around us and the people, places, and events of our daily life. He knows our failings and our foolishness. Yet every day, he invites us again and again. And this week, let's accept the King's invitation. Let's put on Christ, the wedding garment that we received in baptism. My friends, let's RSVP. Tell him, thank you, Father, joyfully, humbly, gratefully. We're coming to the feast. This has been Father David Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.